All right. Hello and welcome to an episode of Saffron Honey Chai. So today we're going to talk about nothing. Now, did I have a dramatic prop just to say nothing? Yes. Why? I'm extra. And the first episode, that was quite low energy. You didn't realize I was extra, but I actually am quite extra. But I do really seriously want to talk about nothing. Namely, when was the last time you actually, factually did nothing? Like, think about it. Nothing. Not, oh, well, I scrolled on TikTok for about 6 hours or so. No. Oh, well, I just did some things and none of my plans worked out. No. Just nothing. Just you and a lump on a log twinning. When was the last time y'all did that? I definitely don't mean a nap. Naps do not count. I was reading this book about the art of doing nothing. It's a Dutch concept called Nixon. And I was a little bit like, what does it mean to do nothing? Because when I think about doing nothing, I think about I'm going to sit here and drink my tea and look out the window. Or I'm going to lay here and maybe take a little nappy nap. Or I'm going to go for a little walk. But the book was describing Nixon as a sort of restorative practice that's not even meditation. It's just existing. Because think about it. Whenever anyone's talking about improving themselves, it's like, oh, I have to do this, do that. I need to start meditating. I have to start going to the gym. I have to read books more. I need to spend more time with people. I have to go here. I have to go there. No one's just thinking, you know, actually, I need to pull back and just stay my ass right here. No one's ever thinking that. They're thinking, oh, how quickly and how many things can I shove into this time span to make myself a better human being? But actually, doing nothing gives you more space to do everything. If you take a little time to just intentionally not even listen to music, which is like, oof, even that's hard for me. Just like exist, just vibe. That allows your brain and your body to relax in a way that is kind of hard to explain or understand. And I did try it. I did try doing nothing. I don't think I succeeded fully because I still had to do something. I just went to the I have a Long Island Railroad train station near me. So I just went to the train station. I just sat there on the one chair they had available and watched the trains pass for about like 10 minutes and just enjoyed the breeze and the wind and the air and everything. And I just said, wow, I feel like this is a waste of time. And it was. But I realized that, you know, I would spend that same time giving my thoughts and attention to something that didn't necessarily deserve it. So I would spend that same amount of time reading a book I didn't want to read for a class or talking on the phone to someone I don't want to talk on the phone with to solve a problem that's not my problem. Or worst of all, but something I commonly do, scrolling on TikTok for literal hours. Or when I'm being good, closing TikTok to scroll through Instagram Reels. Neither of which are the best use of time because I'm one of those, oh yeah, I'm gonna save this post. I promise I'll look at it later. Yeah, we crossed our fingers on that one. I'm not going back to those. Those are my emotional support Instagram saves. They belong in the past, unfortunately. But It did feel somewhat empowering to have time that just was mine to do nothing. And it was nothing for me, you know? So I was still technically doing something. I was doing nothing for me because if I lay down, I'm going to sleep. There's no avoiding that. I have to basically avoid my bed like it's the plague. Well, as soon as I wake up, that's it. If I'm awake, I have to be standing or sitting somewhere else outside of my bedroom. Because if I sit down or lay down in my room, that's a done deal. We're in full rest mode. Where's the pajamas? Come on, we're gonna get our little tea and do our evening routine and move on. Who cares if it's 2 p.m.? I'm home. I'm in bed. The day's done. So someone like me, I do have to go outside to do a bit of Nixon or like relaxing nothingness, or go to a coffee shop I've never been to or that I rarely go to and just watch people that I don't know and just enjoy that. But even people watching, that's still something. Our mind struggles to come up with nothing to do because existing right now, if I just sit here and stop, I'm ignoring everything around me. I'm ignoring the cameras. I'm ignoring the lights. I'm ignoring the people in the room. And I just sit here. I'm closing my eyes. And I'm just like holding myself like this. Like, ooh. I'm still breathing. I'm still seeing technically because my eyes can at least see the lights through my eyelids. I'm still smelling. I can still smell the air. I can smell my perfume. I can breathe in that strange electrical smell that machines make. I'm feeling the chair beneath me, my jewelry, the general vibe. I'm feeling the way my hair feels on my shoulders. And I'm breathing. My heart is pumping. My blood is flowing. My respiratory functions are continuing beyond the breath. Like, there's so many millions and billions of little processes that are happening right now. And of course, I'm like holding my hands and doing all this stuff. But even when I'm doing nothing, intentionally doing nothing, closing my eyes to do nothing, a lot is still happening because that's just what it means to exist. You're just doing something all the time. So even when you're doing nothing, you're doing the very hard work of being alive, which is, it's kind of heavy to think about that being alive is hard work. Today is my birthday, and I've been alive for a number of years, I will not say. But I never really thought about how much work is involved in just being alive, just living, you know? I'm just experiencing life and sort of taking it for granted in many ways. But when you take a little time to just sit there and breathe, like, without thinking about breathing. Sorry to all y'all who are now thinking about breathing. You know, I didn't mean to do that to you. You're gonna start breathing automatically again in like a couple minutes. You'll be fine. But just taking that time to just like experience myself, just like, I guess, sort of do like a body scan. And in my mind, I'm just like, wow, I've really been piloting this machine for a while. And I didn't appreciate the miracle of life. Like, everyone talks about the miracle of life as like, oh, childbirth, a new life enters the world. But just being you is a new, like, just being you is that miracle. Because there's no other you. There's people who are similar. There might be someone who looks just like you in the world. Might be a couple someone who look just like you in the world. Everyone has their doppelgangers out there. But to just be you, who thinks your thoughts, who does your hobbies, who breathes your air the way you do, who expels your carbon dioxide the way you do, is a unique, one-of-a-kind experience. It's not something we'll ever see again. Highly unlikely. There was a 1 in 8 billion chance that you would exist, and now here you are. And you get to do any number of things. You get to engage with the supercomputer in your pocket. You get to have the internet, which gives you full access to all of human knowledge that we, you know, currently have posted up there. You get to meet a variety of people that may never have been accessible to you in times past. But you also get to sit and do nothing sometimes and not beat yourself up about doing nothing. Sometimes you just need to sit there and just veg out. Just like, oh, I just got home. I'm tired. I'm going to sit on the couch and look at the ceiling fan. And when I'm done with that, I'll get into what I need to do. I'll do my night routine. I'll get myself ready for the day tomorrow. But you get to give yourself that time. That's a gift you get to give yourself. On top of the gift of continuing to go through your life doing things however you want to do them. I think that's a win. And I guess I'm looking more into gratitude these days, because they say like having a gratitude practice makes it easier to enjoy your life. And I mean, I guess it's just hard sometimes when you have like a sort of stale period of time, because, oh, I'm grateful that I saw XYZ, that I did WY, blah, you know? Sometimes when I was writing my little gratitude list in the past, I'm like, okay, I'm grateful for the same things every day. This is making them lose their sparkle, instead of thinking, wow, actually, this part of my life, the things that I'm continually noting down are just going well enough, like so well, that I can continue appreciating them and cherishing them. So now, on top of that, I'm also feeling the urge to add more novelty to what I'm grateful for. But in order to add more novelty to what you're grateful for, you have to do new stuff. Ugh. And I do not want to get on that damn train. Like, I'll get on the damn train to go to like a doctor or something, but like for fun, please. Ugh. Spare me, damn it. Spare me. I don't want to do that. Especially since everything is always crowded and there's rats and it takes so long to do anything. But then I have to think, it's not high speed rail, but we have a relatively quick and reliable form of public transportation, because I've lived in places that have public transportation worse than New York's, where you wait an hour for a bus and the bus comes once an hour, and it might not be every hour. If the bus is late, it could be 2 hours late, so you can't rely on it. There's no train to speak of. All you have is Uber and your hopes and dreams. And I don't have to deal with that now. Now, if I want to, I can hop on a train and swipe my card. I don't do the $2.90 anymore, because it just worked out to be cheaper to do the unlimited with the amount of swipes I was doing. And I get to get on a relatively safe, relatively clean vehicle that doesn't have, you know, a literal pile of human shit, which is a more recent treat for the modern world, to have nothing covered in human waste all the time. And I get to know that I'll get to my destination and I'll find something new, maybe the thing I was looking for, maybe something else, because of the vast and varied beauties of New York City. Filled with many beauties and many, many, many horrors. Ugh, the smells alone. And I get to experience that. I get to discover things that would kill a medieval peasant just by the sheer shock of the variety of it. But it's still difficult for me sometimes to wrap my brain around that. It's to be like, oh, actually things are going very well. Things are going very, very well. But I mean, we have to be grateful even just for nothing, because it could be something bad. It could be something bad when it instead is nothing. And I listened to the whole book, because I certain books I'm not going to read. If I'm not going to sit there and read a book that's like, yeah, you have to do nothing, and nothing is very important to do. I can't take that seriously. But, you know, as an audio background to whatever else I'm doing, yeah, I'll read a book about nothing. And as I was going on my walk and like taking in the sights and the sounds while I'm listening to this book, it was just revealing like how much we all shove into our day. We're all really just packing every single minute with things to do, but we're not taking any time to like appreciate any of it. We're just doing them. I am going to work. I'm going to go run my errands. I'm going to go eat dinner with somebody. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. Da, 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 da. And then you get home, you take off your clothes and you do your shower. You put yourself in your pajamas, if you wear pajamas or sweatpants otherwise, and you just lay down. It's like, ah, again tomorrow. And what I think is the value of Nixon is really that it just gives you more space to think about what there is in the moment where there is nothing. Because there are a lot of things going on right now. I mean, of course, like, we have our, like, crazy political situation, but everyone has their own family situation, their home situation. Even if you live alone or live with, like, a pet, there's a home situation. You might have beef with your cat one day. And I think that's very important to take the space to just, like, have that emptiness. Because when you're not doing anything and you're doing your best not to think anything or just, like, letting the thoughts pass you by and just, like, whatever, when you come back into that thinking active space, everything, it just feels very different. And I've only done this a few times in, like, short sessions. I did one, like, little 20-minute session, but I was cheating because I was watching the trains and, like, looking at birds and stuff. But when I did my little quiet moments, just, like, I wake up, I look up at the ceiling before I get out of bed until the next snooze alarm goes off. And I'm just like, okay, let's get up. Let's do this. And it just, when I turn my brain back on properly to do what I'm supposed to be doing or what I want to be doing, it's almost refreshing. It's like that first ice cold glass of water on that first hot day where you're actually parched. And it's like, oh my God, this is the ambrosia of the gods. Because now I'm really just enjoying my thoughts more. It is sort of boring to do nothing. I mean, I'm not going to hold you. I hate it. I hate doing nothing. I hate the silence. I hate just, like, not thinking anything, not listening to any music. Ugh. But the silence is making everything else feel richer. And I would challenge you to try that. I know every week I am saying, oh, yes, make your lemonade, figure out what you're giving to the community. But this week, I actually want to ask you to sort of focus inwards and think about, what am I going to give me? Like, where can I add spaces for me? Because I think when you do nothing, you realize how much time you have. Because if you have, okay, 5 minutes to wash all your dishes, that might not be enough time. That might be done in an instant, just about. But if you force yourself to do nothing for five whole minutes, yeah, no. That's the longest 5 minutes of your life because it's very boring. And it makes you realize, okay, this time is stretching out super long for no reason. And it makes it more, I guess, savorable. Like, you get to savor your time in a different way that you might not have otherwise. That's how I've been feeling about it. And I don't want to say I like thinking about myself. I just never really did it before. So I'm, like, thinking about, like, how things feel, thinking about, like, the world before. But now I'm thinking about, okay, so how does Venus feel? How's she doing today, you know? What's she up to? I'm thinking about myself in very different ways than I was in previous eras. And it feels very, it's new. I want to say it feels good, but it's new. It's a little uncomfortable. But it's like when you get into a bath that's just slightly too hot, and then when it finally settles down to your temperature, it's like, oh, this is kind of soothing, you know? It's a little bit relaxing, isn't it? So that's where I'm personally at with that. So I want you to do, like, 30 seconds of nothing this week. Just pick 30 seconds and turn off your music, you know, if you're on the bus or the train or something. Just kind of look. Like, don't look at anyone because, you know, God forbid you end up in a fight. But just sort of look at the world and, like, just be a real NPC for a couple seconds. And then do another 30 seconds another day. And then, you know, add on to it until you can finally do, like, 2 whole minutes of it. And think about how much time you actually have and what you get to fill it with. Because when you do nothing, I'm thinking now the real value of it, you get to be so much more intentional with your time and your energy and like what you put that towards. So no lemonade this week, just nothing, just Nixon. And it's not for anyone else, it's just for you. So do your nothing today or tomorrow, you know, whatever. That's it. And the drink of today is matcha latte. I don't know what milk this is. It was given to me this morning.